All right, and we are going to kick off our media availability for post-race here at the 49th annual AAA 400 Drive for Autism. We are now joined by our third place finisher in today's race, Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 19 Stanley Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. So, Daniel, this was obviously a career day for you. We talked a lot about momentum in the lead up to this race for you guys. You had three top 11 finishes coming into today's race. What's been the difference? You know, you guys came out of the box strong, finished the race strong today, and had your best ever finish on an oval in the Cup Series. So talk a little bit about what the difference has been.
Yeah, well, just overall, just very proud of my team. I would like to say that the entire year we have had good speed. Pretty much everywhere we go, top 10s, top 5 sometimes, cars. We just haven't been able to get the deal done, and especially in the first month and a half of the season, just struggling a lot. But now, just, you know, very proud of my team. I feel like I was putting a lot of pressure on myself earlier in the season as well, putting a lot of pressure on the team to try to get the results. And in the last month and a half, couple months, it's been more relaxed, just trying to have fun and trying to get things, you know, work by itself. And definitely things are working better that way. So just very proud of my team, Stanley. Toyota and Joe Gibbs Racing, TRD engines, everyone that obviously makes this possible to come to the racetrack every weekend and perform the way that we do.
Obviously, you know, you're knocking on the door of your first win after a performance like today. What do you think is kind of that last piece that you guys need to get to that next level?
I feel like we keep running the way that we're running today, top 5, top 10 all day long. Pretty much all day long we were running in the top 10. I think it can happen anytime. We just have to somehow beat the four car. The four car today was in a different league. But normally, if you can run in the top 5, you can have a shot anytime on those restarts, crazy restarts and stuff. But like I said, overall, very proud of my team. I feel like we are moving in the right direction. We just have to keep it up.
All right, we are now also joined by Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 Haas Automation Demo Day Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. So, Clint, obviously another strong day for the Stewart Haas cars all day long. You and Kevin competed all day for the lead. What's been the difference so far this year, especially in the 14 camp? You guys have showed a lot of speed this year compared to last year. So what's been the difference on that side?
Across the board, we had one car last year that was running well, and it doesn't do an organization very much if you only have one car running well, and just reorganized, you know, Zippy and Brett and everybody reorganized some people, Gibson, you know, coming off the road and working in the shop and collaborating amongst the teams and making sure all those cars are ready for battle when they go to the racetrack, and kind of the same, you know. That's the biggest thing, is when you go to the track, you need to be able to bounce off each other and work with one another, and sometimes, you know, if something's different or whatever, it's hard to do that. This year, we've been working well, you know, every single weekend. We're pushing each other to be better, and our setups are all relatively the same. And it shows on the racetrack, you know, and the guys are, Booga and I have done such a way better job of communicating and all that comes with success. You know, there's no, make no mistake about it. Those things come with success and you know, we've had that so far this year, and it makes all the communication and everything a lot better.
All right, we'll open things up to the floor here. Please state your name and affiliation, and we'll get started with our second and third place finishers. Bob, we'll start with you.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. I have one for each. First, Clint, did you have a feeling Kevin would be that strong after the rain delay, or did your car go away a little bit more than you thought?
We had a really good car all weekend long, and I would say speed-wise, sheer speed-wise, Kevin was a little bit better. And that's a pretty good man to have happy right there.
I know, right?
You know what I mean? But I mean, it just, I needed a run in clean air to work on my car. That was the first time that we took off on stickers in that clean air, and the cars just drive way better, way different. You can carry momentum and do things that you can't do mired back there in traffic. Battled through a lot of adversity today, having that bad pit stop and having to come back in and you know, go to the back and battle back up through them. I mean, this is a fun racetrack. This is a challenging racetrack, very competitive racetrack, one of the most competitive and challenging tracks I think we go to. The balance of your car is just so important, balancing those front tires to the rear, and you got to enjoy places like this. If you don't, it's a long day. But certainly, you know, our Fords are good, and it's fun to be up in the limelight.
And for Daniel, in Spanish, can you talk about
the what are you going to do with that?
Hey, we have a lot of verticals at ESPN.
Oh, only if you interpret it.
Can you talk about getting your first top five on an oval and what that means for you and your career?
It was because of Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, Spanish deal here.
I have no idea what you just said.
Cinco de Mayo.
You did good.
You know what a Cinco de Mayo means?
That's not, no.
Cinco de Mayo?
Mayo?
Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo.
Means you get drunk, doesn't it?
I think. But bueno. en general, obviamente, contento. El equipo ha hecho muy buen trabajo. El primer mes y medio de carrera del año fue un poco difícil para todo el equipo, un poco de inconsistencia y algunas cosas que no estaban yendo a nuestro favor. Teníamos velocidad, pero no la podíamos aprovechar. Y bueno, en general, contento de que el equipo y yo estamos trabajando en el mismo canal y las cosas están dando de una forma muy positiva. En el último mes y medio hemos tenido buenos resultados, consistentes y buena velocidad y creo que eso se está demostrando en la pista. ¿Are you agree, bud?
Arriba. I don't know.
Take right, that, Bob.
We'll go to Jessica next, then we'll go to Mike in the back.
Jessica Ruff with NASCAR.com. For Clint, you know, you held Kevin off for a few laps, but when you see him coming closer and closer, you're his teammate, you know what he has. So what are you thinking when you see him that close in your rear-view mirror?
Well, I was holding my own and as loose as I was, and I about lost it off of two, and I was obviously going for a win and giving it my all, but I knew you just can't buzz the tires like that on a track like this, and you know, every time you do that, it's a step, and it wasn't what two laps after that, and he was all over me, and then I was in trouble. When you're loose like that getting into the corner and those guys get, you know, behind you, you're in trouble. Then obviously when you're loose and they get to your outside, you got to give it to them. They're going to turn you around, but you know, he's obviously a champion of this sport, and you hate to lose him, you know what I mean? We can beat him at this racetrack. We come back in the fall when all the marbles are on the line, maybe we can.
I was excited to see that.
He's hoping we'd wreck.
I will go to Mike.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Clint, you guys had like 40 minutes during the rain there to talk about this. Did you throw out some wild ideas about what you possibly could do? You knew he was coming.
Well, I mean, you knew he was going to be one that you were going to have to beat for the win. But, I mean, it's a team effort. The guys did a great job of you know, we put the pressure on them, and they got us back out in the lead and gave me the opportunity. That's all you can ask for as a team. Again, if I had it the day to do over again, I'd have liked to not had that pit stop and hopefully had some runs in clean air and be able to adjust your car that way. All day long, we was adjusting accordingly to where we were, and that was mired in traffic. And you get out front, the old girl just turns a lot better, and you need to make adjustments according to that. And we didn't have that luxury as he did. But like I said, sheer speed-wise, he was a little bit a beat better than us all weekend long, but hey, man, we ran second. You know, this is a huge confidence and a momentum builder for our 14 team, for our organization. I think Kurt finished fifth, so that's three. You know, the four and the top five, and that fourth one right behind. So just proud of everybody's effort, proud of the opportunity, and you know. Excited to go to my home track next weekend and the rest of the year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And Daniel, you obviously had a good qualifying. You finished strong today. When was your car best today? At what point of the race?
I think actually by the end of the race. Actually, like just Clint mentioned, when you're in the front, the car just came alive for whatever reason. A lot of clean air and clean racetrack, and the car is just faster. I was running most of the day between sometimes in the top five, in the top 10 all day long, and the car was a strong running there. Just going away a little bit too soon. My short run speed wasn't great. But once I was in the front, I was able to overcome that with clean air. So I feel like we, right there at the end, for sure, we had a top five car. Just overall, probably my guys. We had a rough first month and a half of the season. And in the last 5 weeks or so, we've been moving in the right direction. So very proud of my team, Stanley, Yogi Racing, Harris, Toyota, and everyone that makes these results possible.
Go over here to the right.
Hey, John Haverland with ESPN Albuquerque. For both of you guys, it looks like the rubber was pretty late into the track, before the weather. I was just wondering if it kind of felt any different after the weather delay.
It's a weird rubber. It's a weird tire that we have with Goodyear on this concrete track. It really puts it down fast. I mean, we saw that even Friday in practices, with the trucks and the Xfinity. And then as soon as the caution comes out, it's like our cars are vacuum sweepers. I mean, you can go out there and we pick it up, and it's a white track, and within five laps, you're right back, fighting the same challenges as it rubbers up again on the entry and exit and through the middle. But that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it unique. Very unique racetrack from everything we go to. When you run that bottom, you squirt the middle because the corners are so long, and you got to lift. You got to have a car that rotates. As you're out there racing with everybody all day long, you can see, the cars that do that well and the ones that don't, and then you can see them starting to free up to try to make it do that, and then they're loose and it won't turn. That's fun for me and what makes this place unique and challenging.
Well, this I think Clint just hit it right there. I like this place a lot because how everything changed from the start of the run to the end of the run, and it's funny what Clint just mentioned about the vacuum, because that's exactly how it looks from driving the race car, because it's black, and then two laps after, everything is clean. If it's not clean, you see a lot of lines from the tires. So definitely changed a lot, and because of that, I think that makes, as a driver, it makes it a lot of fun how you have to adapt to those situations.
All right, any more questions down here on the floor before we move to the box?
Good job.
Come on, bud.
Any questions at the press box?
Yeah, one for Daniel. Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Daniel, how do you feel about going to Kansas next weekend?
What was that one? I didn't hear you.
How do you feel about going to Kansas next weekend?
That's Kansas, what God's country.
What you say?
How do you feel about going to Kansas next weekend and keeping the momentum up?
Yeah, I'm excited, right? That's yes. That's a cool city right there.
It'll probably blow 40 miles an hour, the wind. And the track will be really fast.
I like that. I think Clint is excited to go there. I'm excited to go to Kansas. It's been actually a good place for me as well. Very fast, obviously. Looking forward to go there. It's always good when you have a good result and you have to go next week to try to match that or go even better. So definitely proud of my team, and right now I'm looking forward to work with my team and trying to go to Kansas just as strong as we did on this weekend.
Any more questions in the box? Nope. All right. Thanks, guys.